The Last Heroes. This book is read by Michael Rosato. Author's note: nothing ever written about Washington is true. Prologue. In January 1939, Professor Niels Bohr, a German physicist who had fled Germany and was then living in Copenhagen, traveled to the United States and visited with Professor Albert Einstein, a German mathematician who had also fled Germany and was then living in Princeton, New Jersey. Among other things, they discussed an interesting phenomenon observed when uranium, a natural element, was bombarded with neutrons. Barium and krypton were formed, indicating that the uranium atom had been split into two nearly equal fragments. Professor Bohr further discussed this phenomenon, which he called fission, with a number of other eminent scientists. Among these was Professor Enrico Fermi, then of the University of Chicago. At a conference in Washington, D.C. on January 26, 1939, Fermi suggested that neutrons might be released during fission, and if this were the case, a continuous disintegration, a chain reaction, might be possible. Fermi believed that such a chain reaction might release energy of a rather stunning magnitude. The first contact between the scientific community and the government concerning nuclear fission took place in March 1939, when Professor George B. Pegram of Columbia University arranged for Fermi to discuss the matter with certain officers of the U.S. Navy. Energy yields were of considerable importance to the U.S. Navy, whose engineers were constantly striving to extract a few more.